This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Nick from North Bend is. Nick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Nick has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What did Cinderella leave behind at the ball?
A slipper.
Correct. The cable network MTV stands for what?
Music television.
Yes. What mineral can you add to water to make things float easier?
Salt.
Yes. The world's largest Starbucks is located in what city?
Seattle.
No.
New York?
No.
Los Angeles?
No. In Sabrina the Teenage Witch, what is the name of Sabrina's cat?
Pass.
In Harry Potter, what keeps the three-headed dog asleep?
Music.
Yes. What does the J stand for in retail store JCPenney?
James.
Yes. When referring to an establishment that sells alcoholic drinks, what is the word pub short for?
Public?
No.
Pass.
The flag of Denmark is red and what other color?
Yellow.
No.
Oh, white?
Yes. The first Batman comic book was published in what decade?
60s, 70s, 80s.
No. Okay. Taryn Danny.
Yes, it is.
Is that...
I would give it to him.
Should I?
Yeah.
If I said go Cougs, would you give it to me then?
Absolutely,
she's,
Nick.
Sounds like she's going to give it to you either way, Nick. So, okay, I'm going to give you public, even though I was looking for the full thing. But anyway, that will give you 7 correct.
All right.
Okay, pretty good.
I honestly don't know if Steve is going to be able to compete with this big Nick energy.
Okay. Taryn, whoa, chill. First, you're gonna.
Big Nick energy?
I think Taryn loves this.
Well,
Nick.
He said go Cougs, so I.
Oh,
okay. Mm-hmm. I walked in on that. I'm like, what happened?
Nick does got some pretty big energy, I will say.
Is it Nick Foles?
Steve, are you ready?
Foot long Foles?
Hey. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
What did Cinderella leave behind at the ball?
A pumpkin.
No.
A slipper.
There we go. The cable network MTV stands for what?
Music television.
Yes. What mineral can you add to water to make things float easier?
Oxygen.
No.
Mineral. Salt.
There we go. The world's largest Starbucks is located in what city?
That would be Seattle.
No.
Tokyo?
No.
What city? New York.
No. In Sabrina the Teenage Witch, what is the name of Sabrina's cat?
Oh, crap. Toonses.
No.
I watched the show. I could see it. It talked.
I sure did.
Bubba.
No.
Fred.
No. In Harry Potter, what keeps the three-headed dog asleep?
The Quidditch.
No.
Dumbledore.
No.
NyQuil.
No. What does the J stand for in retail store JCPenney?
James.
Yes. When referring to an establishment that sells alcoholic drinks, but what is the word pub short for?
Public house?
Yes. The flag of Denmark is red and what other color?
White.
Correct. Steve, you got 6 right, which is a loss. 7-6. Let's go, Nick.
Go, Cougs.
That was some big there Nick energy.
1-0 against Steve.
Oh, that's just nice.
That is very nice. Does anyone know where the world's largest Starbucks is located?
No.
It's in Chicago.
Oh.
How random is that?
Well, it's a big city, so I'm not.
I mean, it should be in Seattle, though. That's the one thing we got, okay? Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Sabrina's cat's name is?
Salem.
Yes.
Salem.
Yes. And Nick did know that in Harry Potter, the three-headed dog is asleep to music.
Mm.
Oh.
And then one you didn't get to, the first Batman comic book was published in what decade?
Batman?
Mm-hmm.
40s.
30s.
30s.
1939, so almost the 40s. But congrats on losing, Steve. It feels like it was been a while.
I know. I was 3-0 yesterday, and I was 2-0 this morning.
But that winning streak ended, so
it
sorry.
It all went to the crapper. Time to call Pinky's Plumbing.
Yeah!
We've been dealing with this powerful windstorm in the greater Seattle area. Some folks have seen gusts of up to 60 miles per hour. There's some power outages in the area. Some roads are closed. Property damage is happening.
I mean, you had a tree fall right in front of your house.
Right, yeah, a little cool little branch.
Sarah almost lost her gnome on the lawn. Gosh.
We will rebuild.
We are rebuilding.
But in these instances, we know it's probably best to stay inside. However, there's times where we think we can handle the elements and we go out there, Steve.
I think about times when I was a kid and whenever it was like a big windstorm in New York, it seemed like every maniac decided to go to the beach with their surfboard or their boogie board and like high winds, awesome waves. And it would always have like some kind of awful story. And I'm just like, what the hell are you guys thinking? And then we get a voice message earlier this morning through our Odyssey app. Because somebody was trying to walk their dog, and let's just say, well, things didn't go very well.
206-803-ROCK. We've all tried to battle the elements, wind, rain, snow. When did the weather work against you? Call in now and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
Most of us have been dealing with some high winds since last night in the greater Puget Sound region. Gusts have reached up to 60 miles an hour, and there's a lot of power outages, property damage. That was a really good impersonation of the wind.
Why'd you let people know that was me, Austin? Making it sound like the winds are so bad, it's even coming into the studio.
We can feel and hear our building creaking. It's pretty
weird.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So this morning we were chatting with rockaholics that, you know, they don't work inside. They're outdoor workers, and these conditions are rough for them. But then there's those of us that don't need to go out. We're inside people. But
we stay inside.
We still, for some reason, think that we can handle it. For instance, we got a voice message that we'd like to play for you.
Hey, guys. Earlier you were talking about the people that work outside, and that woman mentioned that the dogs were being blown away at the doggy daycare.
That might have been one of my favorite calls we've had, like, in a while, where this woman's like, she worked at a doggy daycare, and sometimes, like, the little small, like, the Westies and the Chihuahuas would just get blown off the ground because of the high winds, and she had to go run and grab them.
Little tiny kites.
Well, I got a story. I was an idiot during that last windstorm, and I tried to walk my Chihuahua. That poor pup nearly became a kite as it was being blown away. I picked her up, and I got smacked in the face by a burrito wrapper. I'm right then and there with the beans all up in my face that I needed to go back inside.
Oh, like insult to injury.
206-803-ROCK. We want to hear when the weather was working against you. Solomon, you're on 405. Tell us about your lightning experience.
Well, I was back in 1992. My grandparents had a 15th wedding anniversary.
Okay.
And they decided to fly everybody in the family to Hawaii. So there was 8 of us flying from, including myself. I was on the flight from Cabot. 62 of us were flying from Los Angeles. And they got about halfway across the Pacific Ocean there. And the lightning struck a plane, took out an engine. And I nearly almost lost my entire family in one swoop. But so they were 5 minutes closer to Los Angeles than they were Hawaii, so they had to turn back around and go back to Los Angeles. So we didn't find out until we got to Hawaii and we landed, and they were supposed to be there before us, and we found out, yeah, they're not even here yet.
Yeah, but I'd much rather know they're in Los Angeles than something. That is so freaky, man.
Yeah, I know. Imagine every single person except for, you know, me and my mother, my brother, two sisters, and you know, two cousins. I mean, excuse me, nephews and a brother-in-law. Now, the brother-in-law could have gone without, but they left him.
There's always that one family member. I'm impressed that they flew everybody out as well. That seems like that would be a pretty penny.
206-803-ROCK, when did the weather work against you? Trucker Rob in Seattle. I bet it's wild out there with a semi-truck.
Oh, it is. But as of always, of course, from my boy Steph.
My brother.
No, hey, now you've been over the Astoria Bridge, right, Steve?
I don't know if I have or haven't, to be honest with you. Is that
that's the one that if you come out of basically like
Vancouver into Portland?
Yeah, and you go up over the big bridge. It's about a mile high up, but the big first part is a flat. It's about half a mile flat. Okay. Well, about moved my semi, and it was pretty windy out, doing maybe 25, 30, no big deal. Well, I got halfway over that, and I had a gust of wind hit so hard the side of my 53-foot trailer. It actually pushed it completely up onto the side of the bridge, and I basically rode the rail for about 50 feet. I mean, tore the bridge up a little bit and messed the trailer up, but thank God I didn't tip it and go in the water.
Jeez, man. So what happens after that? Do you have to, like, make a phone call and be like, hey, I just messed your bridge up? Or, like, how does that – what happens after you realize, okay, this just went down, I need to pull over and kind of assess everything? You just call the cops?
Yeah, basically you call them and let them know. I know that's why now they have a law passed that if the winds are at 30 or more, they shut that bridge down to semis. Because people don't realize, thinking, well, you know, you're so big, you're fine. No, we have a 53-foot square box. It's like a kite. Mm. And when you get 30, 40-mile-hour winds pushing against 53-foot mass, I'm telling you what, that can it make you butt pucker real fast.
Not wrong with a good butt pucker.
Mother Nature always wins.
How are you?
Johnny Brown from Edmonds, what happened when your wife gave birth?
Okay, the year was 1993. The day was January 18th, President Clinton's inaugural day. And what happened was, I was standing finishing a floor out in Bear Creek Golf and Country Club. My baby beeper went off. My wife went to go have a baby out in Everett General. I get to Everett General. She's having a baby. Couldn't have it natural. Had to have a cesarean.
Okay.
So after the baby was born, the doc is suturing my wife up. He's three sutures in. Power goes out. The doctor's sitting right there, and I'm just, my jaw hit the ground going, what? So doc said, oh, no problem. 15 seconds later, it felt like an eternity, but the power came back on. Come to find out, 100-mile-an-hour winds just blasted through the region and knocked everybody's power out. And everybody's okay, thank goodness. I wanted to name my daughter Wendy, Stormy, Dusty.
Yeah, but that
my wife said no, no, and hell no, and we ended up with Sally Joe.
I think she made the right call because those all sound like stripper names. You don't really want to.
Wendy.
Stormy. My first thought was, oh, you pull out your cell phone, you got a flashlight, but it's 1992. I don't think your beeper has a flashlight attached to it.
We weren't there yet.
No, so damn, that's crazy.
Rockaholics, we know that you're a massive music fan, but do you think that you can name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to Dropkick Murphys and Bad Religion together at the Dune Peninsula in Tacoma on July 24th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Throughout the morning, we have received awesome texts and calls from you, but we haven't had a chance to chat with everyone just yet. But right now, we're checking in with the Rockaholics. So call up if you'd like to chime in on something from today's show, or if you have anything on your mind that you absolutely have to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
We just got a text message that says, we need to give Sarah more credit.
No.
Yes!
For not crying every day after her brother left.
Aww.
Danny, too. Danny hasn't been crying either. That's his best friend.
Danny cries a lot, though.
I was going to say, are you sure about that, Steve? Because I think I've cried every day. Well, we haven't seen you.
Yeah, we've just been doing it in the privacy of our own home.
It's nice that you have each other, a little support group.
Yeah,
it's great.
He could be your new brother.
Yeah.
And she could be your new best friend.
Well, okay. Let's not go that far.
No, that's going to happen. So your brother is now in North Carolina.
Yes, I dropped him off early at the airport on Saturday. And let me tell you, I kept it together until I literally got out of the car and then hugged him. And it felt like in a movie, you know, mm-hmm. where you're like, oh, wait, this is literally the last time I'm going to hug you for I don't even know how long.
Oh, and then for real.
Yes. Yeah. He has a one-way ticket to North Carolina, so I don't know when he's going to be back. And then the waterworks started happening, and Joey doesn't know what to do with me when I'm crying. So
did he say I got to go to the bathroom, and then he just got on the plane and left?
That's what I would do. He just awkwardly kind of pats my back and then just says, don't worry, sis, I'll be back.
So is he not a crier?
No.
Did he cry for you, Danny?
You know, I didn't look at his face, but I also couldn't really see much out of my eyeliner, so I don't know if he was crying or not.
Probably not. But yeah, then I got back in my car, and I literally, like, sobbed the entire way back home, you guys.
It was George with you?
No, which was good.
Oh, thank goodness for him.
Yeah, and I wanted to sob in silence by myself.
That's a great Disturb song.
But yeah, I hope he's happy and I'm supportive and blah, blah, blah. All the nice things I'm supposed to be.
But it still sucks.
But selfishly, I'm upset.
Yeah.
I wonder how he doesn't really share those kind of emotions. Because I think about when I moved at the time, I was just so happy to get the hell out of New York, get the hell away from all the drama that my family had. But then as I got further and further away and longer away from that, I started realizing, man, it's tough. Like, it's tough to, like, I feel for, like, my mom especially, like, you know, just be like, deuces, like, you raised me, like, you brought me into this world, and, like, you did all this stuff for me, and now I'm just hightailing and leaving, like, 3,000 miles away to just try and better myself. And she was so supportive of it, but it was still, like, It's tough to, like, have those kind of feelings.
And you've been here pretty much ever since.
This has been more home. I mean, I've lived here longer in my life than I ever lived in New York.
Right, that's insane.
Yes.
So to think that this might be my brother's, like, where he's going to be the rest of, like, I don't know, but it hurts my brain.
Then he'll get married, they'll have kids.
Stop, this is and then too
you're
much.
Then you're not going to be around your nieces and nephews.
Oh, well, and then what if I have a kid, and then if he's not Uncle Joey?
Well, there's always Full House for that.
Oh, I guess you're right.
You guys can FaceTime the whole time. It's great.
Don't even throw that
That's
at
how
me.
I do That's... it with my Texas sister and my little niece and nephew. And we FaceTime.
You're probably not nearly as close with them as you are with your sister who lives like an hour away from you here.
I do see that sister a lot more.
Yeah.
I'm starting to hear a little salt out of this girl's voice.
I don't. That's what everyone says.
Yeah.
You know what? Steve and I are here for you both during this transition period.
So you ready for me to cry here every morning?
I'll hold you.
I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Actually, can you just dress up like Joe Steve? You're as tall as him.
I'll get a wig. You know what? He's losing hair. He should shave his head. And then he'll look more like me.
Oh, no.
I just got to put on glasses. It makes the costume a lot easier. You should let him know for your own good.
This is terrifying. I don't want to picture Steve as Joe.
Growing up, were you ever watching the same shows as your parents?
Hell no. My dad watched Star Trek and, like, Doctor Who and, like, Matlock and things like that. I was never into any of the stuff that he was into.
But
were you?
I used to watch, like, my parents would watch Cheers and Seinfeld and stuff like that. I always enjoyed those shows. But Migs, I know you've been getting Tatum into some shows lately.
Yes, I have.
One of them is Smurfs, which I fully support because that's a great one.
She's already moved on.
There's another one now?
Yes.
You're going to tell us all about it?
I'm actually more fired up about this one than the Smurfs.
All right. Tell us all the details at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show. The
Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, our friend Steve Miggs over here has been turning his daughter on to really cool shows that you grew up with.
Well, I was excited because she was watching the Smurfs, and I'm like, man, I remember watching them, so like, this is going to be awesome. And then we try to watch it again. She's like, yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Sometimes they burn out quick.
One episode.
It happens. That's how it was with us for Bluey. So
the new one, I think, she's now, I told you how she has a boyfriend. She has a couple now. You know? So she has her other boyfriend, who's Weston. She loves this guy. And they're adorable together. They always like, but he's big into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
And it's never come up, but we all grew up. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are awesome.
Absolutely.
So she's like, Daddy, I want to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm like, oh boy, I don't know if this is age appropriate.
Oh, yeah,
it is. I was watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when I was like 5.
Same, you and me both. But I'm like, I don't know if Mom's gonna get mad at me. But you know, I said, screw it. Let's do it. So we started watching the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and of course I had some questions for her and just check and see how she was feeling so far after watching it.
So far, what do you think about the Ninja Turtles?
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah, what do you like about the Ninja Turtles?
I don't know, I just like it.
What do they like to eat?
They like to eat pizza.
Which one's your favorite?
Which one's the silliest?
Now, I'll be honest, at that moment, I couldn't remember which one was the silliest because I'm like, I'm just trying to think of any Ninja Turtles name because I'm like, I'll just fake it till I make it.
Which one's the silliest?
I think maybe Donatello, the purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I rather quickly learned that that's not right. And then we realized that her favorite is Michelangelo.
Yes!
Orange.
Yes.
That's a good choice.
Or as she calls him, Mikey.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, they're friends now.
Yeah.
I'm a Raphael girl.
No.
Oh, are you?
I had a big crush on Raphael when I was little.
He's the moody one, so it makes sense.
Oh, I loved a bad boy.
Which color mask was Raphael?
He had the red mask one, and the size.
That's trash.
Steve.
Blue mask
all the way.
Leonardo, that one's for me. But it was funny because we're watching it, and then slowly I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, some of this stuff was getting a little dark. I went online and everyone's like, oh yeah, if you're watching this with your kids, skip the first 2 seasons of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because then by season 3, they started making it a little bit more family friendly and stopped doing some of the stuff I think that was in like the comics and things along that. It was like just a lot of like killing references, nothing awful. But even at one point, I'm like, Tatum, do you think that Mom's going to be okay with you watching this? And she looks and goes, no.
Well, thanks for all the intel. Thanks for doing the research for me.
Then we switched to there's the Half Shell Heroes, which was like a children's version of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that we ended up watching.
Oh, cute. It's
pretty cool. Had dinosaurs. We were in heaven.
Cowabunga, baby.
She is now saying that.
Yes. A woman was awarded more than $200,000 due to her video game addiction. You can't make this up. We're going to tell you about it during the Daily Migs download after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Kraken are back at it tonight. I don't know if you saw the video. It's such a heartwarming video. The backup goalie is Nicholas, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but Nicholas Kako?
Sure.
K-O-K-K-O?
Sure.
So they had Kapo and Kako on the same team. Oh. But anyways, it's a great video because he hasn't played in the NHL yet. He's been killing it with the Firebirds, with Coachella, and they brought him into the office. It's one of those videos you go on a Kraken social media page and they're like, hey, come and talk to us. We got to tell you some stuff. And they're like, hey, you're not going to be with us because you're going up to the NHL, you're going to St. Louis to be the backup for that game. So hopefully it leads to him maybe getting some ice time, because I think it'd be good to see what the potential future between the pipes will be for the Seattle Kraken. So
super cool.
Go Kraken tonight.
There's a British woman who ended up winning a $215,000 court settlement because she got addicted to the game Candy Crush caused by medication for her restless leg syndrome. The court ended up ruling that the doctor failed to warn her about some of the drug's impulse control side effects, which led to her excessive gaming and virtual gambling.
Do you think the doctor's just like, look, there's like a million side effects. Like, you ever see those commercials for any medications and this just like keeps going and going and going? I would never think that a medication would make you, maybe I should use obsessed. That as an excuse when I impulsively buy stuff that I see on Facebook
It's the drugs.
It's the drugs that I'm not on, babe. I swear. It's the vitamins you give me. Hey, as far as weather, in a high of 51, it's going to rain today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.